Jonesy and Amanda.
Jam Nation. Jonesy, I know you spend a lot of time in the surf. You are, well, you like to think, a proficient stand-up paddle boarder.
You know, do you have to say with such a sneery voice?
Yes, I do.
It's very sneery.
I do have to. Could you, though, be out in the surf for 40 hours straight? Surfer Blake Johnston is going to be doing this, all for a good cause. Blake joins us now to tell us about it. Hello, Blake.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Well, 40 hours on a stand-up would be a long, long time.
But 40 hours in the surf, before we get to why who you're doing it for, are you physically going to be in the surf for 40 hours?
That's the plan. The current world record is 30 hours and 11 minutes, set by a South African guy in 2017. And I saw that, and after a few experiences I've had with some endurance challenges, I thought, I can do that in my own natural element out in the water. I could do that. And here we are,
but
50 days out.
I just can't believe this. You'll be out there at night with sharks and things you can't see. Will you have a little lamp on your forehead?
It's going to be lit up from the beach. We've got some support with from Shore High that are going to be lighting it up for us as well. So, everything that's out there is always out there, daytime or not. We don't see most of it when we're on the surface gliding across the waves. So it's nothing new. It's those thoughts and those things, they're always there, and it's part of nature.
What's the longest you've been out in the surf, Blake?
I've had plenty of 9 and 10 hour surfs, you know, in optimal conditions when you just don't want to get out, you know, in Fiji and in Indonesia when I'm on surfing trips or camps. And that's pretty taxing.
It would be.
Yes. I mean, how pruny will your fingers go?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of unknown. And I think that's the scary part. We don't know anything about what the conditions are going to be like. And that'll play a vital part in how we plan it out, how many waves I'm willing to catch. I'm going to aim for 500, but
wow.
It's going to come down to the conditions and really working with, you know, what we've got, trying to get the nutrition and hydration, everything on point as best we can. And then, you know, work with nature.
So when you say nutrition, I'm guessing on a surfboard you're not going to be eating a soup.
I guess not, no. Well, a part of the record is for me, and a part of why I'm doing it with mental health is being involved in the community and getting people to come out, share the experience with me. So every hour we're going to have, some sponsors or some groups of local fitness classes and people from my surf school that I run come out and join and be a part of the experience. So we'll be able to get food and water out to me pretty accessibly, and those brave enough to sign up for the hour sessions at night will get a good experience and be able to challenge themselves in that respect.
Right. And you partnered up with the Chumpy Pullen Foundation, which is raising money for youth mental health. And you had your own personal dealings the loss of your father. So this is a real admirable project that you're undertaking.
Yeah, I feel a lot of responsibility as my role as someone who coaches, spends a lot of time with kids and people. And my dad took his own life 10 years ago, and I've learned a lot through my own personal development in the last 5 years about how important it is looking after yourself. And I want to share that with as many people as I can and teach the kids tools that they can have, like breath work and mindfulness and gratitude, that they can take with them through lives and manage their emotions and live a better quality life and be ready to deal with lots of challenges and adversities.
So amazing.
You'll be eating and drinking out in the surf. Where will you go to the toilet, Blake?
I didn't want to ask.
The traditional wetty warmer will come into play. It'll be pretty handy. I'll have to get out for that. And I guess number two is I'll have to be some 5-minute blocks that will have to come in and quickly get the business.
So you'll come in. You won't have to take your wetsuit off in the water and deal with it there.
I think I'll be sprinting up the beach, you know, trying to make it as authentic and as as true to a 40-hour surf can be. But I don't want to soil myself in my wetsuit.
No, it's okay, no. Blake. We're making you dance around it. Amanda will be down there paddling out with a copy of The New Idea so you can have a bit of a read.
And just as you're sprinting up the surf, I'll say, I'd like to read you War and Peace now.
Yeah, I'll be rushing in and out if that's the case.
What a fantastic thing you're doing. Congratulations. I think this is wonderful.
It is great work. The world's longest surf session, March 16 to 17 at the Alley in Cronulla. Head to worldslongestsurf.com for all the details. Blake Johnston, we'll catch up with you as you get closer to the event.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, guys.
Good on you, Blake.